got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, we've established in the weeks that we've been here that if you learn something or you see something on TikTok, it is true. There is no way that it could be false. There's no way it could be a lie.
Nobody ever lies on the internet, Tim.
It's
clearly
just,
not.
It's just a safe, trusted space.
There's no one we trust more than Dr. Carl.
Yep, and he is going to teach us something today in TikTok teaching.
K-Rock.
All right, class, settle down, settle down. Open your textbooks.
It's time for today's life lessons with TikTok teachings.
Tim, have you ever wondered when you look down at your, you know... I don't like where I've started with this. I'm going to start again.
Yep. All right. Go.
Have you ever wondered why you see corn sometimes after you've gone number two?
Yes.
Did I save it? Did I
forget? Oh, yeah. Honestly. We salvaged it. Yeah. I go.
Everything else seems to digest, yep. But you're always like, oh, yep, there's the corn I had for lunch. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's fascinating. It's same, like... corn is the cockroach of the food world, right?
It certainly is. And a lot of people have been questioning, like, why is that? Why do I never digest corn? Yeah.
Well, here's the best thing about people, Jess. Across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. I don't care who you are. You're doing number twos.
Yeah.
Well, none of us are above this.
Dr. Carl finally jumped on and started explaining to everybody why they aren't digesting corn properly.
All right, let's find out from an actual doctor, Dr. Carl, with TikTok teaching today.
It turns out that corn has a very tough outer coating called the pericarp. Very, very tough. So tough that it turns out that corn is one of the very few foods that you can actually pop, because that tough and very thin outer coating can withstand enormous pressures like 90 tonnes per square metre, which is what you need for making popcorn, but... which is so tough, your stomach acids won't digest them easily. So you see the pericarp, this very thin coating, in your poo.
In your poo.
Hearing Dr. Carl say poo is a little jarring.
Well, he's a doctor.
He is a doctor.
If you want to hear someone say that word, it's better to coming from
a
doctor.
So from what I gather, the outer coating of the corn is just too hard. Our stomachs just can't digest it.
Well, I mean, before we had Dr. Carl teach us that, I think we could all safely assume that there was something to do with the skin and the acids in your stomach, right?
Oh, I never make assumptions like that, Tim. You know what happens when you make assumptions?
Well, I know you started the conversation with, you know, when you're looking down at your... and I think you were going to say number two.
Yeah.
How often are you getting up
off
the bowl?
Don't you check every time?
Not every time.
How am I supposed to tell my boyfriend what my poops look like if I don't have a look myself? You don't discuss that?
No.
Am I revealing
too
much?
Your boyfriend, with my wife even. Wow.
Like at the end of the night, we get into bed and he'll be like, how was it for today? I'll be like, pretty good. Fairly solid.
This is, you've got a belter of a 20 minutes of the show so far. This is.
What is wrong with me?
You are sharing.
Too
a
much.
Lot.
Too much.
All right.
Too much sharing.
It
from
is a
Jess.
Different.
You got to rein it in.
Yeah. You know how you have those phone calls with your partner on the way? Yeah. Just coming home from work. Oh, good. See you soon.
Yeah. And except, then you say, how was.
All right.
No.
Anyway. Thanks, Dr. Carl. That's why you.
Ask your partner tonight.
I will
it's
not.
It's eye opening.
I will not.
It's eye opening.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K Rock 955.
Now, Jess. I believe what it was, it would have been 13 years ago, pretty much now, you were cutting up sick moves on the
God.
Dance floor at schoolies.
Don't age me like that, Timmy.
Now, where did you do schoolies? We've spoken about it before.
I did schoolies down in Torquay, although we had two underage kids with us, so we were most of us...
No, like they were 17.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like those 2 6-year-olds are like, we
want to
go home, we're tired. Yeah, shut up.
Most of us were 18, and then we had two people in our group that were 17, so we couldn't go out anywhere.
Right.
We just hung out at the house all day.
Now, like, with respect, what are some common themes that I think we all would associate schoolies with?
So, like, we'd get up at maybe 10, 11.
No, sorry, like, generally. Like,
right.
Consensus, what, as Australians, as Victorians, what do we associate, like, the behaviour, things that people do while they're in
school? Oh, look, they're not great behaviours. Maybe, like, a few arrests, maybe a lot of drinking, a lot of partying.
I had to explain to you that your nudie run is illegal. That you did on the beach.
I have to keep explaining to you that this is an off-air conversation.
Oh, mate, honestly.
Why are we bringing this up?
But Yeah, so like some young people behaviour, right?
Uh-huh.
There is a trend going on across Geelong, Surf Coast, like in places like where you went to school, is Jess, in Torquay, in the Gold Coast, in WA.
Byron,
big areas for schoolies, Phillip Island. This is not just happening, it's not an isolated incident. The biggest behavioural trend we're seeing this year is that it is really hard to get cafe bookings because instead of partying out too late, they have been partying to a reasonable hour and all going out for a nice breakfast or a brunch.
You're
getting
joking.
Some avocados on toast.
They are not.
Yeah, that's the schoolies thing to do right now. You know, get up, go out with the girls, go out with the fellas. I'll have some avocado and some eggs,
wow.
Benny. Thank you very much. And we will, we'll start drinking about 6, finish up at about 10. We'll go again. Drink responsibly,
you're kidding.
Obviously. I love it. I'm chef's kiss. I've never done that before. That is, isn't that just nice and wholesome?
That is
I'm very,
magical.
Very, yeah. Because like your trends were vodka cruisers. My trends were, you know, Skittle bombs. Now it's like, oh, can I get it? Can I get some almond milk in my family?
Yeah. You know. Oh, this place only does regular milk. We'll
oh,
leave.
No, it upset my tummy. I need to eat food if we are going to have 3 drinks tonight. So, yeah. So if you know maybe your young one's out on schoolies, you don't need to worry about them. You do need to worry about their finances, though, because that is an expensive breakfast to be having for 10 days straight.
All you, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
And we did speak about this briefly last week. They had shortlisted the word of the year for 2022.
I don't know why I like it so much.
You
and
love
I'm
a good word. You love a good word.
Yeah, I think... the last few years in particular, it's really gained steam because, you know, we didn't have much to celebrate. So celebrating a word seemed fitting.
We had the
Unprecedented was
Unprecedented.
One.
Unprecedented. Karen was one.
YOLO was from like 7 years ago, which is more of an abbreviation.
Now, there's been a few revealed.
What do you mean a few?
So Macquarie Dictionary have revealed their committee's choice. And their people's choice.
Right.
Now, the shortlist that I gave you was for the people's choice. So would you like the committee's choice or the people's choice?
Let's go the committee and finish high on the people's choice.
So the committee decided that their word of the year for 2022 would be teal. In reference to a whole bunch of, like, teal candidates gaining seats across the country.
Yeah,
that's... The boring committee's choice.
Yeah. All right. So this is stuff the committee.
Yeah.
This is... Jess, this is the people. This is...
The people's choice.
Yeah.
For word of the year in the Macquarie Dictionary 2022, which means this word has to be added to the dictionary if it's not already there. The old bachelor's handbag.
It is not.
It is. Bachelor's Handbag is the People's Choice Award for 2022. In reference to the old roast chook that you pick up from Coles or Woolies on the way home from work when you're single and can't be bothered cooking. So
I stand by the fact that a bachelor's handbag sounds like a sex act. A consensual sex act.
Gave him the old
bachelor's handbag.
Really? In a complete... turn of events, the Merriam-Webster word of the year is gaslighting. So they've all taken very different directions.
But wouldn't the bachelor's handbag, bachelor and handbag are already words.
But like together.
Does it have the little
I think it's
hyphen?
A hyphenated word, potentially.
But it's more slang than anything. I don't know. I'm not happy with it.
Did I not tell you that you were going to be disappointed?
Bachelor's handbag.
Don't take it up with me, Tim. Take it up with the people. The people have spoken.
I always like teal better. I should have stuck with the committee. I burned the committee too fast, too soon. All right, well.
You would have picked teal as well.
No, look, krock.com.au if you want to see that story and everything else that's trending. Good old bachelor's handbag.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
With
think we can guess it?
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, if you've got a name, we want to spell it. It's the most inclusive game on radio. Yeah. 52232955 is the phone number if you want to keep calling.
By law, it is the most inclusive because if you've got a name, you can play. It's a lot harder than you think. You might be thinking, oh, idiots, why are you spelling people's names on the radio? Because it's not as simple as it seems.
You're going to pick your favourite name today, Tim, yep. And they're going to get Australia's favourite electric picnic boats. They're yep. in Geelong, and we've got a pass yeah. for you to go and have a go.
A go boat experience voucher. Firstly, Maddie in Geelong West, what name are we spelling?
You are spelling my name.
Maddie.
Ooh, okay. Now this could
so
be...
is Maddie your full name, or are you a Madison or a Madeline?
My full name's Madison.
Madison.
But you want okay. to spell Maddie, like how you stylize it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, my best mate is Maddie, and she is a strict M-A-D-D-Y Maddie.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, now my sister, she goes by Maddie, but I call her Mads, but I'm not going to do her spelling. I'm going to go M-A-D-I-E.
No.
Like, I know it's like Maddie, but I've seen that once before. How do we spell your version of Maddie?
I'm M-A-D-D-I.
Oh.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Maddie, fair enough.
Sorry, Maddie.
You stumped
Sorry
us.
Sorry we couldn't give you that That's thrill, okay. mate.
Thanks, Maddie. All right. We've got Corgi in Torquay, but Corgi, you don't want us to spell Corgi, do you?
No. I reckon... it's just Jason, but I reckon I'll stump you on this.
Okay, Jason. Just Jason.
Yeah.
I think it's J-A-Y-S-O-N.
Ooh, no, incorrect.
I thought you were like, ooh, damn, you got it. I didn't want you to get it. Come on, Jason. Come on, Jason.
J-A-Y-S-Y-N.
Ooh, close as well, but incorrect.
Oh. How do we spell it?
Just J-A-S-O-N.
Damn. He got us. He
yep.
got us.
Every 1 in 10 we get this, Jace. And fair enough. You got us when we weren't paying attention. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All righty. Lance in Rosebud across the bay. You want us to spell your partner's name. What's her name?
Carly.
Oh, Carly. God, there's so many
different... C or K, Tim? What do you reckon? How often does your partner get a name spelled incorrectly, Lance?
No, not that often.
Okay.
You got this, Jess. Come on. Don't just write over it twice.
C-A-R-L-Y.
Nah, that's wrong.
Dang.
I think C-A-R-L-E-E.
Ooh, nah. Wrong as well.
Oh, Lance,
we are not doing well
it?
Today, Jimmy.
What is it?
Started with a K. K-A-R-L-I.
Oh.
Yeah,
I had the K written down too, Tim. You saw me change it.
All right.
Dang.
Sorry, Lance. Sorry to tell your partner we said sorry.
That's okay.
We've got to give at least one person the thrill today, Tim.
Chris, you want us to spell your daughter's name. Chris, what's her name?
Talia,
mate. with a T? Give us one for free. Yeah, yep. Great. Okay.
Okay, I think it's T-A-Y-L-I-A.
No.
Come on, Jess. Quick burner.
Leah. T-A-Y-L-E-A-H.
No.
How do we spell it, mate?
T-A-Y-L-I-A-H.
Oh, I needed a H.
Dang.
No. Sorry, Chris. We couldn't spell your daughter's name.
All good.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You know you love a good list.
I like when people decide, you know what, why would we let things be when we can, you know, categorically order them in, like, you know, maybe one person's preference and then put that on other people. I like the fun of it.
Yeah, and so, look, a company have put together a list of the most... friendliest cities in the world. And they've used a bunch of different factors to determine this. So the little things that they were looking for in friendly cities. They were looking for resident happiness. They were looking for safety, LGBTQI inclusivity.
Yep.
They were looking for top attractions and highest rated hotels.
Tell you what. So since Jess and I moved to Geelong 6-7 weeks ago, definitely very friendly.
Right.
Geelong on the Surf Coast. I would chuck it up there.
I was surprised that Geelong didn't make the list.
All right, well, humorous then, I guess, with the rest of it.
I think they've gone with, like, major cities, which is disappointing.
Sure.
But I think I can turn this around, okay?
Bring it on.
At number five, Brussels.
Haven't been to Brussels.
Very friendly city.
Brussels is in Switzerland, right?
Brussels is in Belgium, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all Brussels at the end of the day. It's a Europe.
You're asking me.
It's a Europe.
About
well, I
geography.
Thought as the person with the list, it might have the country it's in, mate.
Number four, Madrid
Spain.
In Spain. Yeah.
Yes.
Spain.
There you go.
Madrid, very friendly city. Number three, Vienna. Very friendly city.
This is the first one that I've been to on the list.
Yeah.
Austria, Vienna in Austria is lovely.
In Vienna, their public toilets have like classical music playing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's stunning.
Because the opera is so significant there.
Yeah.
They're like, well, there you go. While you're doing your number ones and your number twos, here's Bach.
Number two on the list, I don't agree with, Tim.
Okay.
And you know I've got beef with this city. Ooh. Paris. Is number two on the friendliest city list.
Yeah, look, again, trying to remove my personal feelings away from this.
I had a very negative experience in Paris.
Oh, that's so
for
tough,
me,
though.
I'm like, Paris is just not it's not the city of love for me.
Right, yeah, yeah. Look.
But apparently, number two on the friendliest city list.
Huge. They must have done some work since you were there in, 2014, 2015, so that's good to know.
Number one, I feel like we can almost claim. Almost. We're so close.
So that means it's in New Zealand, I think.
No.
Oh, wow.
The number one most friendly city on this list, Melbourne.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? Sure? I feel
but
like
are
we
you
can
sure, bro?
Like, we're close enough. Like,
but no offense.
Maybe they don't mean Melbourne. Maybe they
meant
Geelong.
Don't get me wrong. I love the city, especially during footy season, getting to go to the city, go to all the games. There's lots of great places to eat.
Residents are happy. It's very safe. It's LGBT inclusive. It's got top attractions, highest rated hotels.
Would you say friendly?
What do you mean?
Like people being friendly to one another?
As someone who grew up in Melbourne, I wouldn't necessarily agree.
Like good attractions, good vibes. But I don't like the lockdowns didn't treat her well.
Yeah.
Like here in Geelong and the Surf Coast, we kind of got out of it a little bit like what they did. And I don't necessarily get like welcoming vibes from Melbourne. But good on them. Thumbs up. Because normally Melbourne's up there in livable. I would have never associated.
You wouldn't have put them on the friendly list.
Yeah, if you are in Melbourne right now, no offense. I would have never put you in the friendly category. Livable, maybe. Locked down, definitely. But friendly? Check yourself.
Oh, you're making some harsh enemies, Tim.
Oh, they're not going to come down here.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.